last week, February 22nd, 2025. The previous extension ended, making way for this new transition phase set to run until 2026, when elections will be finally conducted. Today marks the second day of this extended period, and we aim to understand its implications, the visibility and political significance. And to help us break it all down, we are joined by esteemed guests from the Transitional Legislative Assembly, who will now provide insights into the future of this transition. First, we have with us Garuwuti Lam, and you are most welcome to the Miraya Breakfast Show this morning.
Thank you for having me.
We also have with us Honorable Peter Lomude. You're also welcome to the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yes, maybe we start with Honorable Garuwuti. So what's your own analysis of the new extension, and what is the faith about it in terms of bringing the whole transition to an end?
Thank you very much, Moyo, for inviting us to this show. And I think it is timely for us to be here and educate our people about what is happening and what will be different after these extensions. As introductions, I think UNMISS did a very excellent job by conducting two consecutive forums or workshops. One for political party forum, for the political party, with the themes of reflecting on the past and shaping the future. That was on the 12th to 13th of this month. Then again, UNMISS also conducted another political forum that led this leadership forum, completing the political transitions. And the themes of that was on the 19th, 12th, and up to 21st. That was under the theme, finalizing security sector unifications, advancing the transition, the constitution-making process, and preparation for election. I think that the two workshops are correlated and timely, because these are the issues that we need to address. Because the failure of the last five extensions, it's because we were not committed to what has been highlighted here by UNMISS. So for us now to finalize security sector reforms and also advancing the constitution-making process and preparation for election, these are the priorities that need to be given more emphasis by the government, and also by the implementing body, the National Transition Constitution Committee, National Transition Committee, that is led now by Honorable Kwoluma Nyang, that they have to give them. Because the core of success of any agreement lie entirely on success of security arrangements.
All right.
If there's no security arrangement success, or there's no success in security arrangement, then that agreement is doomed to failure. And this is exactly what we are facing now. There's insecurity that we are experiencing. It is because of that.
All right. Let me come to Honorable Peter Lomude as well. I would like to understand from you, I mean, how does this new extension that we are in now, the second day is today, ensure stability and also progress towards democratic elections in 2026?
Well, thank you, Radio Miraya, for this opportunity. First of all, I want to start with the mandate of the Artigono. In the agreement, the mandate of the Artigono is to implement the agreement and to restore sustainable peace and stability all over the country. That is the responsibility that is given to the Artigono that we are all in, to ensure that the agreement is implemented in the letter and the spirit, and to ensure that the country is stabilized in terms of ensuring that stability returns to all the parts of the country. Now, if you are to look ourselves in terms of how stable are we in terms of the responsibility of the government towards ensuring that security is restored all over the country, and then we are not, you know, to the expectation, because, and I can cite a number of, hot spots that indicating we are aware of what is going on in Western Equatoria, what is going on in Western Bahar Ghazal, what is going on in Nasser, in Upper Nile State, and also, you know, between Jongole State and Eastern Equatoria, Bibur and Eastern Equatoria, in the areas of Kapoita and so on. All these are indicators that the Artigono is not doing to the expectation that is enshrined in the agreement. Now let's come to the extension. Why that we are in extension? So we are entering the second. This is actually the second extension of the Artigono, and we also had two extensions of the pre-interim period. Okay, the security arrangement as per the agreement is supposed to be implemented in 8 months of the pre-transitional period. None of these were not implemented. Now, the excuses that were given for the extension were that the question of funding was an issue. Mm-hmm. And I remember when the extension was done in September, the Artigono, they committed that within the period from September to 22nd of last Saturday, they are going to utilize that time to mobilize resources to ensure that sufficient funding is given to the institutions that are to implement the critical requirements that are necessary for elections. So then it is important to determine the question of whether we will have elections or not. It is important that the Artigono should be able now to, we need to know how far are we going in terms of mobilizing resources that are meant to finance these institutions that are to implement. I am talking about the National Election Commission is one of them, the National Constitutional Review, it is all, the Political Parties Council, and the Bureau of,
Statistics.
Yes, so that they should be able to conduct population census that is to be used for determining geographical constituencies. So it is important for us to be able to tell how this transition is going to look. It is also important that we need to see, first of all, in terms of the resources that are so far mobilized, to ensure that we fast-track the implementation of these critical requirements that are necessary for elections.
All right. Yeah. All right. Moving on now with the conversions. Honorable Garuicha, I want to understand as well. I mean, from now, do you think there are already mechanisms that have been put in place to ensure that this is actually the last extension that has actually been spoken about several times?
Yes, I agree with you that all the stakeholders, including the international community, all of them are echoing this. They are saying that this is the last extension. We don't know whether that is a warning or just only a call for South Sudanese. It's a call for South Sudanese to commit or to recommit themselves to the implementation of the peace agreement. Because if you look into the past, what was in the last extensions, what was implemented only 10%. And then what was on progress or was about 33%. And then funded was 57%. That means we did nothing. Mm. So now, as we are moving to the new extension, I think we need to look into the past. And the past is lamented with a lot of issues. The conflicts, the war, the death, the suffering of the people of South Sudan. And even people of South Sudan are also tired of extension and transition. So we want to take them out of that transition. For us to take them out from that transition, we need to recommit ourselves as a government to implement the what is necessary for conduct of elections, so that to enable people of South Sudan to select their own leaders. Now, for them to do that, I think ONMIS already in these two workshops has identified the priorities. The priorities is to finalize the security arrangement. Number two is to complete the constitution-making process. The third is to prepare for election. These are the three key issues that need to be prioritized. And now we move forward from the lack of political will. This is because what has impeding the implementation of peace agreement is the political will. And when there is no political will, people don't release resources. So this time around, we have to release resources so that we implement the peace agreement. So this is what we are supposed to do as a government, as an Artigono, and also the international community will look into us that we are committed to what we are doing. So we don't know what will happen if they are saying that this is the last extension. We don't know what are they going to do if we fail to complete the outstanding tasks this time.
Yes. Honorable Peter Lomude, talking about funding, the United Nations recently said in a statement, there's no more funding until they actually see a clear path towards elections. I mean, what's your analysis about this statement?
Well, I think it is important. First of all, when we talk about the funding of the agreement, before we talk about the support of the international partners and enemies and the rest of, you know, the friends of South Sudan, we first of all, because the country belongs to all of us, and it should be our government to prioritize the funding of the agreement before we talk about support, you know, from the partners. So it is important that, like what my colleague Honorable Garwish, it is important that the Artigono should prioritize funding the implementation of the agreement. Because if you are seen to be serious, this is where, you know, our partners and the friends will be able to come for our rescues. But if the government is not prioritizing funding of the agreement, and then you cannot be only singing and talking about, you know, support from the partners, when we, as a government, we are not, you know, giving priority to funding these institutions. So what is important, like what my colleague said, is that it is important that the Minister of Finance and Planning should be able to release, we are aware that about 96 billion was allocated for these institutions for this 2024-2025 financial year. So it is important that the Minister of Finance and Planning should be able to prioritize releasing this, you know, allocation that is meant for these institutions, for them to be able to implement, you know, the task that is given to them. And then releasing this money, this way we will now have, you know, a moral ground to now request support of the friends of South Sudan to ensure that we are supported to, you know, to be able to close the gap that we may have. Yeah, so in this regard, it's important that the government should be able to prioritize funding these institutions instead of us, you know, relying entirely on, you know, the donors' support. So the priority should be the government to prioritize this.
Honorable Garwich, we were meant to understand that the budget for the elections has now gone up to $746 million, and the country alone is finding it challenging to clear areas for the salaries of the civil servants. I mean, how is this going to be possible?
In fact, it is important that they have to prioritize election if they want to get out of transition.
Is there money?
It was already allocated in the budget, the financial year budget of 2024-25. And it was approved by the parliament and also approved by the council of ministers. When they approve that money, that means that they know where to get money. And South Sudan is not as a rent short of resources. We have a lot of resources. But our problem is that we mismanage our resources. We have a lot of money. But our mismanagement is the one now impeding all the implementation of the tasks that we are supposed to do. So if they are serious, if the government is serious, and all of us are committed to implement this agreement and release resources, we will get money. Again, let me refer to what has been said by my colleague, Honorable Peter. The international community put it very clear, because I'm also a sitting member of the IGMA. They put it very clear that they are not going to forbid any resources and support the implementation of peace agreement unless South Sudan has shown them or committed themselves and released the necessary funds for implementation of the remaining tasks. Without this, they are not going to... They said, and they put it very clear, that we are going to forbid any funding, even a little money for this.
And winding up this conversation in a short while, Honorable Garwich Lam is with us here in the studio together with Honorable Peter Lomude. All of them are members of parliament. And talking about the fate of this new extension, this is the second day of the new extension. And now, let me take you back to several concerns that have been raised. You know, I'm not so sure if you were also optimistic that all provisions in the agreement should actually be implemented at the end of the day before the December 2026 general elections. CPA is said, many people said CPA had provisions, and some of them have not been implemented even until today. But there was commitment, and that brought about independence. Why is this not happening with the revitalized peace agreement?
I agree with you, Moyo. In fact, CPA was not fully implemented, but they prioritized. And because of that priority, that's why we had in the referendum in 2011, because they prioritized. And they provide the necessary funding for all the activities that leading to the referendum, simply because Sudan and South Sudan by that time, Southern Sudan by that time, they were committed to implement the CPA because it is paramount. Now for us, I will not be pessimistic, but I will be optimistic that it's going to be, they will implement the remaining tasks. Or otherwise, we will have a different story about South Sudan. We need to prioritize. And I said before, the security arrangements is necessary. We have to finalize implementation of the security arrangement as a priority. And then also for us to go for election, we have to have a constitution. And the process of the permanent constitution has started. The NCRC also doing a lot of things. And also the election commission and political party council are also doing that thing. If they commit themselves and the government provide the necessary funding as a priority, the rest, and also the other issue is the census. This is, should be added also to the priority that we implemented and provide the necessary, avail the necessary resources for implementation of these things. So because now, Moya, if you look into the situation now, I'm representing NASA since 2010. I was elected from NASA.
Mm-hmm.
And now, and I was also born in NASA, educated and grown up in NASA. It's now my heir. I've grown gray hair. I have never seen a bike going to NASA in February. I have never witnessed that. So now they are moving back to NASA. They say that in a pretext that they are going to replace forces. That will never happen. The bike will not be able even to move because it is already, the river is already subsiding. They will not move. I don't know how do they think. Do they really plan how, or they know the geography and the environments of South Sudan when they take decision? I think, let me retreat what I have already called, that our leadership in the SSPDF should also reconsider the decision to move these branches. Let them come back. Let them recall them back so that our country will be in peace. Upper Nile, we don't want Upper Nile to be the flag or the ground for battles.
Mm.
We want our people. And now they are trying to trigger tribal sentiments and tribal conflicts in Upper Nile. And we don't want that.
All right.
And these are the issues of that of insecurity and also will lead to the failure of the extension.
All right. We should be winding up. Honorable Peter Lomude, you will have to tell us, the challenges you foresee in this new extension and how they can be mitigated, as you say, your last message as well.
Well, thank you. One is that there seems to be a persistence of the lack of political will from the parties. So it is important that as violations are seen all over, the parties, the peace agreement, should be able to have a dialogue among themselves in order to build confidence among the parties and to ensure that these critical requirements are implemented, starting with the security arrangement. What is happening in Nasser, there should be unification of forces. These forces should be unified. And if there is any disarmament, it shouldn't be only in Nasser. It should be comprehensive disarmament all over the country. And before you do disarmament, it's important that you should restore the security for everybody so that each and every person should feel safe, protected by the government. And then thereafter, you collect, the firearms in all the hands of civilians comprehensively. Not only in Nasser, but all over the country. And my last message is that it's important that the Artigono should be able to prioritize the funding of the agreement to ensure that security arrangement is implemented. And if there are challenges with the other provisions, then there is need for political decision because the people of South Sudan are now aware that we want to, stay in the government through transitions. This country was founded on the basis of being a democratic state. Therefore, it is important that the people of this country should be given an opportunity to choose the leaders that they want. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Peter Lomude. Yes, Garuwich, your last message to the public?
My last message to the public is that let them be optimistic. Mm. This time around, I think our government is going to recommit itself to implement this agreement because this is the only phase of trajectory for us to move to the peaceful South Sudan and also to allow them also to select their own leaders. So let them be optimistic. Government will prioritize the security arrangement and also the constitution-making process and the preparation for election and also census. So this is what I'm seeing and also ensure that South Sudan is secure and also all corners of South Sudan who are now in crisis should also come to peaceful resettlement.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Garuwitlam, and thank you, Peter Lomude, Honorable Peter Lomude, for joining us on the Mirai Breakfast Show.
Thank you.